Let's bring in our next guest.
Here's our main man, Dave Poulin, our TSN hockey analyst. There it is on a platter for you, Pooley. Who do you like in the series, Vegas or Florida?
I like Florida in seven.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes. I think Vegas is the best team. And I do. And the way they're built, I love everything about what they've done in over 6 years, guys. They've done what everyone says you can't do. They've made trades. They've traded for their three best players. Or two of them they traded for, one they signed as a free agent, Petrangelo. But they traded for Stone. They traded for Eichel. They've just kind of figured it out, you know. And granted, is it all going to end one day? I guess it is, but in 6 years, they've gone to four conference finals. And I've told you this story before. We sat with Bill Foley before they ever played a game, and he told us they were going to win in 6 years. He almost missed. They almost won it the first year.
Right.
And I just remember the two guys who were sitting on his side of the table, Murray Craven and his financial guy. When he said that, honestly, guys, they like spit their beers out. They're like, because I think it was the first time they'd heard it. Then he went public with it. And it was like, yeah, we're going to do this. So they're really well built, top to bottom, everything. I just think Florida's got something different going on. Like, it's like we're living in a perfect world right now. Like, what Tkachuk has done, first of all, to even do that at that point, to roll the dice, trade the number two scorer in the league. And by the way, guys, you know that Huberto leaving was going to affect Barkov, their best buddies. So you're risking your then best player to trade your second leading scorer in the league, a top pairing defenseman, and a really good prospect, that Cole Schwint. And they didn't care because they knew they weren't good enough to win. They were good enough to be the best team in the league during the regular season, but they weren't good enough to win. And they still rolled the dice and brought Matthew Tkachuk in. And even to let the coach go, you know, Brunette, who'd done a great job too, and say, no, we need a different coach. And then Mo comes in, and it wasn't smooth for them all year, guys. It was sandpaper a lot of times. But he's like, no, I'm not doing it for you. You're going to have to figure it out. But when you watch them, you're like, I don't know. They just, I'm going with them. I think you said it, Jamie, earlier, that you're going to go with them because you've been betting against them the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. I've
chosen.
Totally,
you mentioned
wrong.
Barkov. You mentioned Barkov just a second ago. Do you think he could be an X factor, the matchup? Because him and Eichel, I don't think either were brilliant as far as production. Brian mentioned the defensive play of Barkov, which is always on point. But do you think that matchup could be a deciding factor in the series, whichever one of those two guys could kind of tee off on the other in this series?
I think it is the deciding factor, I think it's the factor. And because Eichel, man, he's been better defensively than I ever gave him credit for.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd run him head-to-head. I look forward to that matchup. They're different types of players, but they're both capable. We know more about Barkov because he chooses to play defense more, but all of a sudden Eichel has chosen to do that. I think the biggest single X factor in the entire series is that head-to-head matchup. I hope we see it head-to-head. Like, because they're different, but they're both big and they're both strong and they're both used to being the man. And because as good as Barkov has been defensively, really, he hasn't been the offensive guy for them. Number 19 is not giving him much room. Like, it's like, and then, you know, but everything about Vegas from a team standpoint, their defense is good, their depth is good. We can't keep saying Aiden Hill is going to be a factor because he's only been a positive factor. And he's going to cash in, too, which would be fun. But I think Florida, for whatever reason, and maybe it's Matthew Tkachuk, because, boy, it's been happening around that team. One of the best players in the world has a breakaway with 3 seconds left, doesn't score, and all of a sudden you're going to the finals.
That's so crazy.
Brad Marchand scores. We're talking a different world right now.
Pooley, do you believe in the longevity of this break here? Is that going to have any effect on maybe even Florida's momentum, mojo, or because it's the finals, they'll just be able to kind of flick the switch on after this extended break?
I think they're going to be okay, Jamie, because they had, 6 days against Carolina, correct? And
yeah.
I thought they'd come out against that team a little flat, and they didn't at all. Remember how they started that series? They were great. I do think now that sports science does play into this. And you know, take it for what it is, but they can measure workloads and calorie intake and all the things that they do. And I think they could work the right amount and take the right amount of time off. So I think they can control a little bit of that. And once the finals start, I think the finals will take over. I really do. So I would say maybe early, but I think it'll be fine. I think it's going to be a heck of a series.
With Dave Pullen, our TSN hockey analyst, what a week it's been in the NHL with the Stanley Cup playoffs just, you know, taking a pause, right, Pulley? Like, there's been all this other stuff going on. You know, as a guy on the outside looking in, as an objective viewer of all this, what was a more compelling process for you? What was a more interesting hire, the Trey living to Toronto or Dubas going to Pittsburgh?
Dubas going to Pittsburgh because of the title. Because of the fact that, you know, he's only been a GM in the NHL for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want that title anymore. But I think he still wants to be the GM, but he wants the autonomy of being the president too. And then says he's going to be the interim GM because it's too late to ask team's permission the 1st of June, which means if he's going to hire somebody, they're working for somebody else. So I think the title is what intrigues me. And I think he's going to try and build a hybrid of something like that we haven't seen before. And I don't know what that is, but something like, you know, like I'm the president, but I'm not the GM, but I'm sort of, I don't know. I think we're going to see something different. I think he's going to use the Fenway Sports Group, the fact they own teams in different sports and baseball and soccer, to try and do something totally different where, like in Montreal, right, they have the senior vice president in Gorton, and the general manager in Kent Hughes, because they had the old French-English thing with Jeff Gorton. Like, he doesn't speak French, so couldn't be the GM. But they're kind of both GMs, I think. So I think you're going to see something like that out of Pittsburgh. But the biggest surprise to me was the title of president of hockey ops for Kyle Dubas.
Yeah.
You know, in Brad Treliving, look, you got a real pro, right? Like, he's experienced, he's smart, he's been around it. He's a really good guy trying to build a really good hockey team. That's what he's trying to do. But Pittsburgh, man, that's going to be an incredible challenge.
Wow.
Because you could say it's really Toronto 10 years from now.
Yeah.
If they'd won 3 cups.
Well, I agree. Yeah, I'd love to be a fly on the wall with some of the old school hockey, you know, people looking at Dubas and his trajectory, which I give him a lot of credit for because it's not his problem. Right, he's getting the jobs, but like when he was in the Sioux, it's not like they were a dynasty up there. With all due respect, they didn't win anything. Then he's GM here for 5 years; they didn't win anything, and now he's the president of hockey ops. Like, he just keeps going up and up and up. He's 37, and I'm, you know, there's multiple cup winners in this league that are like, they're scouting for teams, and I just wonder if they're looking at it with an element of bitterness, really, and maybe jealousy, saying, like, smart guy, does a good job, easy guy to like. I'm sure he interviews very well, but he hasn't won anything, and he's got a big promotion here.
Well, they didn't draft and develop either. He talked in Pittsburgh about how important the draft and development was, and guys, literally, he has one draft pick playing on the Toronto Maple Leafs final roster this year, and that's Matthew Nye. Lilligren was ahead of him. You know, Lilligren would have been 2017. Kyle wasn't general manager yet. So, but he told them something. I mean, he told them something, right? He told them something in the interview process. But I think this goes back to that MIT Sloan Analytics conference that they all go to. I think that's where that group stems from, guys. I think that's where the connections were made before this interview process even started. And
should I start going to that?
Well, yeah, I think you have to be invited. I haven't been invited, so I don't know that.
What does MIT stand for?
Massachusetts Institute of Technology. It's considered the smartest school in the world, though, for engineers.
I'm not going to that.
Yeah.
They offered you a scholarship. I think they offered you a scholarship. They got a great
Harvard
program down
did.
There.
Yeah. Harvard did.
Harvard. The Harvard-Harvarders. It's right down
the road.
Yeah.
Literally just down the road. But, you know, he was able to tell them something in the interview process. Like, put yourself in that same seat. What exactly are you going to say about, you know, two 36-year-olds and a 37-year-old and Malkin, Sid, and Letang? I guess you convince them that you can build around them. But that's what Hextall was trying to do, and he couldn't do it. And, you know, those guys, that is their core four with three guys, except they've won three cups. And their expectations are really high to try and win another one. But I don't see the path to that. You know, they don't have the goaltending in place. They don't have the depth. But, you know, the other interesting thing in Toronto, I would love to know what Brad said about, like, that would be an inside conversation you'd like to hear. What Brad said about what he could envision differently from what's been done around the core four, if they were to keep them intact, to make them better and take them to the next level. That would have been a cool question to sit in on.
Pooley, we had the first trade drawn up yesterday. Hayes suggested that Tree should call Dubas and trade him Matt Murray back to Pittsburgh. Because
not back all of them.
You need a sweetener. Dubas would say, you got to give me a first.
But then Dubas would say, yeah, you got to give me a sweetener for that deal.
That's the only way it works.
Right.
It's going to be interesting in both places. I'm going to be interested to see who gets the general manager's seat. Because essentially, guys, if you're hiring a general manager in Pittsburgh, you left the general manager's seat in Toronto because of the president's seat was in your way, right, in terms of decision-making. But now you're sitting in the president's seat, so you're going to tell a general manager that's coming in Pittsburgh that he has autonomy? That's why I think Kyle keeps a piece of the general manager's seat.
Yeah, it seems like it's likely. I mean, this Fenway group, people keep mentioning it, like Fenway group. And I don't know if anyone really understands what that means. But, you know, obviously they're involved with, you know, the Sox, Fenway, Liverpool, but highly analytically driven. You know, again, I don't know
didn't
if that
trade all their guys away on the Red Sox, Brian? Didn't
yes.
they trade Mookie Betts? They traded everybody away.
Right. Didn't pay Xander Bogaerts. He left
Let me ask
San Diego.
You guys this. Let me ask you guys this. Are they all of a sudden the gold standard in pro sports? Like, this is what frustrates me about all of this. Like, well, it's the Fenway group. So what?
Yeah, Fenway group are analytically driven. So what?
But my point is there's a lot of different ways you can go at trying to win. You know, different ownership. Like, Vinick down in Tampa, by all accounts, runs an amazing show, classy from top to bottom. That's the gold standard in the National Hockey League, because the way that you hear how he works, the people he hires, how he treats people and stuff, it's amazing how, you know, well, it's a Fenway group, well, they're the smartest people around. Well, great, yeah, they got degrees, but there's a lot of other smart people in pro sports too. It just frustrates me. It's like, well, they're the top of the heap compared to what? Like, you know, they're...
Well, I don't know. I mean, again, I don't know how many people even understand what it means, what they're looking for, you know, how public they are in terms of their mission statement. But, listen, they've given the keys of the car to Dubas down in Pitt.
They certainly have. But I think those are pre-existing relationships, guys. I mean, you know, he became really, really hot with that one group, and power to him. He's got a great seat in Pittsburgh, and you know they're. But boy, oh boy, that's a big job. It's going to be.
Yeah.
It's really going to be a big job. No
sure
question
will.
About it. So.
We got to get the show to that Sloan. What is it called, Pooley?
MIT Sloan.
It's that Sloan Institute, Sloan Analytics Conference, I believe.
Let's we'll get in there.
Let's live call them Monday. See if we can get an invite.
Yeah, we will.
On the show.
This is Overdrive up in Toronto. We'd like to be invited.
The three people working on the panel would like guest passes for the conference.
I've gone to a couple analytics conferences in Ottawa. Like, they're great. You know, you understand the numbers. There's a lot of good people there. Like, I have no problem with it.
Jamie, what the hell do you need to go to an analytic conference for? You played in the NHL.
I went to learn, exactly. Yeah.
Trying to get on a better show, probably.
Yeah. The Fenway group has an overdrive somewhere else I'm trying to get on. Back channeling into that. I'm going to tell everybody that I'm not going to resurface anywhere next week, but
okay,
it was two weeks later that
David, you explain to me, David, so I can understand this properly. What about MIT conferences in Boston are relevant to the two teams that are in the finals right now? Please tell me.
Well, one of the variables, except there's a human element to it, is expected goals saved. So I haven't used the term expected goals when I've been describing a hockey game, but I tell people I scored like 900 expected goals.
Right. I had an expected Hall of Fame career. I tell people all the time.
What about getting a good goalie? Can that work?
But they were talking about Bobrovsky, right? And they said his expected goals above average, he had like 8 or 9 more than the next guy. But my argument is, who's putting that data in? Because it's a human who's deciding, oh, that would have been an expected goal. Now, oh, you scored some goals that were unexpected because you shot from where you shouldn't have, but your shot was so good it went in. So that's the human side of analytics that says, okay, well, the expected goals is great, but who's saying that was an expected goal or wasn't an expected goal? That's the variable, right?
There you go. We got to get to that Sloan conference, and we'll give you an answer on that, Paulie. Give us some time. We're going to get
in there. I want an answer on that by next week.
Yeah. Oh. Be like Wayne and Garth backstage at Alice Cooper. We'll get there. We'll make our way down there.
Dude, if they say we can come, I'm going.
Absolutely.
We'll do a show from right outside the door.
It'll be the smartest show we've ever done. Yeah. Jake DeLong
we'll, like, come
if
back.
They
losers
say we can
here.
Come.
Yes.
If they say we can come.
If
That's
they say. If they say we're allowed. Thank you, Pooley. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game, guys.
There it is. Dave Poulin, our TSN hockey analyst.
That's what I don't get, guys. Sorry. Like, I don't get. What guy was at the conference and then took that to a team and won 3 Stanley Cups, and then they say, this is so cool, and this guy knows everything? That's what I don't understand. Well,